I think we left some things out there. Certainly not scoring a touchdown early when we had the opportunity in the red zone, and you know we ended up getting stopped on the 1-inch line basically. And there, there's a couple things I could have done better, but overall, we found a way to win. And give them credit, they really put a lot of people up in the box, and they were going to stop our run. They did a great job of it, and really forced us to throw the ball, and we were able to make the plays we needed to make.
When it becomes obvious that you're going to have to throw, you embrace that responsibility and that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the deal, while we're, primarily a run-first team, I mean, we've got to be able to throw it at certain times, and certainly today was one of them. The safeties were up in the box a lot, and blitz in, really gave us some trouble running the ball, but we had to win one-on-ones outside, and we were able to enough today.
Do you think you'll continue to see those types of run fronts and formations, or do you think today maybe changed some people's minds about it?
The Bears are a little bit unusual in that they in the kind of blitzes and the kind of run stunts that they do, so we expected to get a lot of what we got today. I think it's really been a recurring theme that people are going to load the box up and really force us to throw the ball. And we've been able to do it fairly effectively, and today, we did it effectively enough to make the plays to win the game.
Brandon Jones seems maybe like he's building something week to week. Heimerdinger said, hey, still doesn't know. Shows up next week,
but
you feel like he's on track?
Yeah, I think Brandon's really stepped up his game this year and stepped it up in the last few weeks, and had a big day today and really made some big third down catches for us, and made some big time plays, I think you can see his confidence building and building as the year goes on, and with each play that he makes.
Can you just talk about being 9-0 at this point, what that means, even though there's a lot of football to be played yet?
It's great, we found another way to win today. I mean, and like I always say, I mean, I think this team is good at putting the game from the previous week behind us and moving on to the next opponent. And I think that gives us a chance to win every Sunday. Right now we're making the plays we need to make to win. But we know we've obviously got another big test coming up next week. And we'll enjoy it for a day or so, and then move on.
Field conditions in some ways, the weather conditions work to your advantage, the receivers being able to...
Yeah, I think a little bit. It wasn't as bad as I think everybody thought it was probably going to be. More so than anything, I mean, I think it's just what they were doing. I mean, I think the fact that they, pretty much played us one-on-one and loaded up the box and forces to throw the ball. So I don't want to take anything away from our receivers. I thought they played pretty well today.
You guys had the benefit of some good field position. How important in a game like today where yards are
tough? Yeah, extremely important. I mean, you look at our special teams and what they did as far as pinning them down, holding Hester, obviously, to not get loose and make big plays. And I thought that was a huge part of it. I know in the middle of the game there, it seemed like we were constantly pinning them down, and defense was getting off the field, and we were moving the ball. And even though we weren't scoring, we were winning the field position battle.
How'd you get the?
I shot a butt the other night with a muzzleloader, and thing kicked back and popped me. I wish I had a better story than that. Something a little bit better than that, but. Stuff happens. I got him.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And
it won. It wasn't very big. It was just a little sick porn, but I got him.
First time you got one in a while?
It is the first time I've got one in a while. I was pretty happy, even though I was bleeding profusely. it was a short tracking job. I was laying around, ended up finding it right there on the road, not too far.
Friday,
yeah.
Where?
I've had to explain that 122 times in the last 2 days. What's that?
We'll take care of
that. Yeah, yeah.
At home or in Tennessee? Where?
It was Tennessee. I want to thank South Hartwood Farms for giving me the opportunity to let me hunt out there. Dean Martin, Bill Freeman, thank you. Real treat, I'm ready if you want to bring the video cameras.
Just best pass protection you've had all year.
It was really good. I mean, yeah, it was really, really good. And they've done a really excellent job all year long. And You know, today, obviously, we were, you know, we knew we were going to throw it. They knew we were going to throw it, and they held up extremely well, picked up a lot of blitzes, not only the offensive line, but you know, Chris Johnson, Lendale, Ahmad, the tight ends picking up a lot of the blitzes. I mean, just because we were throwing the ball, I mean, they kept the blitzes coming, and everybody did a great job of protection.
How much are you enjoying this run? I mean, not only being 9-0, but mm-hmm. getting to play and be a leader and be part of it.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's hard to enjoy it too much because there's always work to be done. And, you know, I'm excited to be playing, first of all, like I've always said. But it's exciting to be on a good team. I mean, it's exciting to be on a team that, you know, is going to come to play every week and has a chance to win. And everybody right now is filling their role, fulfilling, you know, their role and what this team needs to do to win. And for me, after, you know, you play long enough, I mean, you're going to be on good teams, you're going to be on bad teams. And at this point in my career, to be playing and to be on a good football team that has a chance to go out and win every Sunday is exciting for me.
Is this the best team you've been on?
We're getting there. We're getting there. You know, I think so much a part of what makes a good season is what happens in the second half of the year. You know, and so far it's been good. We've done what we needed to do, but there's a heck of a lot of football left to play.